From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Think a Hummer is a gas guzzler? Well, check out that RV next to you on the highway. Today, Winnebago reports that its third quarter profit was down 73%. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, I guess with high gas prices, people just aren't buying Winnebagos, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right, Madeline. Although I have to say one Winnebago dealer I spoke with was completely in denial. He said people buying the really big, expensive RVs are less sensitive to high gas prices because they're, well, rich. The problem with that theory is that most of us are not rich, and that explains why sales of these huge Winnebagos are way down. Dealers are trying to lure customers in. They're saying they offer excellent service, things like that. But what really works is big price breaks. I spoke with another RV dealer about how he's getting people in the door. Alan Hoffman is vice president of Oak Lake Campground and RV Sales in Carrick, Minnesota. And he says they're offering big discounts, especially on those huge RVs and, you know, the ones that look like big buses.
I'm sure the savings can be 10 to 20%. On a $40,000 unit, that's $4,000. It can be healthy.
But Hoffman does say that sales are still down about 8% from last year.
Well, Nancy, what about people who already own these huge RVs? How are they faring?
Not too well, Madeline. In fact, a lot of them are selling their RVs. So if you want to buy an RV, this is a great time. You can get a really good deal. Of course, you have to pay to fill up the gas tank at some point. I spoke with an RV owner in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Dave Tronson is retired, and for the past 6 or 7 years, he's been driving his Winnebago to Arizona to escape the Minnesota winters. And he says his Winnebago has a 75-gallon tank, and if he's driving into the wind, pulling his truck behind him like he does, he only gets 5 miles to the gallon. Now, Tronson has a rather unique way of coping with the high gas prices.
I fill up when it gets down to half of a tank because it doesn't hurt my pocketbook, or it doesn't appear to, let's put it that way. You still use the same amount of gas, but you don't dish out a big chunk of change.
Now, Tronson says right now he would shell out more than $300 if he were actually feeling brave enough to fill up his whole tank. Tronson is upside down on his Winnebago, Madeline. That is, he owes more than it's worth. He's trying to sell it, but has had no takers so far.
Ouch. Well, we've been talking about Winnebagos, but I guess sales of other RVs are also down.
Yeah, that's right. Fleetwood is another maker of RVs, and it says its sales in the fiscal fourth quarter were down 24%. Fleetwood also makes those huge RVs that are about the size of a bus.
Well, thank you, Nancy, and have a great weekend. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.